Blog Talk Radio.
You don't want zero problems, big fella.
Yup. If one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dreadhead niggas in your lobby.
Never sweet out. My shooters come for free, so
if one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dread niggas in your lobby.
You don't want no problem when no problem with me.
Good evening and welcome to The Code. I am your host, Azima Zade. I have my co-host on the line, Ron and Keisha Taylor. Good evening.
Hey, people.
What's going on, good people?
Not much, man. Not much. I got a nap.
Come on, where the energy at? Where the energy at, people?
I got a nap. I did take a nap before. For now. I did.
Okay.
All right. I'm sitting on the bed watching X-Men Apocalypse in Tri-Cities, Tennessee.
Nikki, can you spell apocalypse?
It's on the TV.
Without looking at the TV screen and hitting guys.
Did you hear what I said?
What'd you say?
It's on TV.
All right.
It's on TV. Oh, God, y'all. I saw my big tag.
I'm done with you. What up, Taylor? How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm here.
I appreciate y'all being so flexible in your time. I know that last week we had the office of time, and this week we had the office of time. So I appreciate you for being flexible.
You ain't the first woman who's appreciated my flexibility.
I'm sick of you. I don't think my appreciation and their appreciation
is a little different. It's a little different.
I don't think it's the same.
It's just a little different.
It's a little different. It's different. I don't know where it's going. One is on that end of the spectrum, and the other one is on the other side. Somewhere different. Holy. So tonight, black people, we drink because we say inappropriate things. We've already started with the giggles and stuff. Some people smoke here, some people don't. It's okay. We don't mind it. It's not in my hair follicle.
No judge zone.
I don't. It's not in my hair follicle. I don't care what you do.
You stupid.
So, yeah. So, tonight we are talking about, like, okay. So, first of all, how was everybody's week?
My week was good.
Yeah. Mine was good, too. I can't complain.
No, I can't really tell you what my week has been like. I'm sick of peopling. But that was last week, too. So, everyone's going to sick of peopling. So
can I say, I'm out here in this, you know, town, county.
Oh, jeez.
It's a little different growing up here than it is, well, living here than it was growing up back in the big city of Brooklyn, New York. What I will say, though, is they have their, there's a carnival down the block in the lot now.
There's a carnival down the lot.
That, yeah, so I live like my complex is a little shopping center. On the other side of the shopping center, there's a lot there. Used to be some businesses, but they went out of business, I guess. So it's a big lot. So the carnival just took that whole big lot. And they got this Ferris wheel and they ride. And they're oversaturated with sugar, lemonade, you know, all that good shit.
Okay.
Yo, I drove by there yesterday. Mind you, it's raining. So, it's closed. In the rain, big bitch extravaganza.
What?
Big bitch extravaganza. I said it right. It had to be 4,000 pounds worth of human standing in a semicircle. There was maybe, to give you a count, it had to be maybe 12 legs. So, I say 12 legs because there's no way that much weight was only 6 women, but I only counted 12 legs. And I'm looking at them and I'm saying to myself, it's raining. This shit is closed. The closest thing to you is a gas station. None of you look like you have a vehicle, unless you have that fucking bus back there that y'all came in. I say that to say, these chicks was dressed. Did I mention it was raining?
Yes.
These chicks was dressed in the tightest of tight Lycra spandex outfits you have seen in some time. I giggled. I laughed. Drove by slow, looked at them, talked about them, then proceeded home. So, yeah, so that was the end of my week because, you know, my weekend's on Wednesdays. So that was my Thursday. And yeah, my week has been good.
Wow.
Big bitches extravaganza. We don't really see that in Brooklyn. Don't really get to see that. Unless it's outside the Jamaican club and the bitches got on plastic. Then
not plastic. Okay.
I mean that's back in the day. It's like a Rosie. So. Rose Garden. My bad. I'm sorry. Please continue. I interrupted. Please. As you were, ladies.
I'm trying to decide. You know what? So this week we're dealing with, we're going to deal with coping mechanisms during a tough time. How we doing? Like, how
coping
we
coping? Mechanism.
Yeah, how we doing during shit like this? Like, in this 1 week, we watched another black man get killed, right? We watched another teenager get killed, young person. We had a mass shooting that just happened overnight. Like, how? Like, really, as people in America, how are we really doing? And then, black people, how are we doing? We are not all right.
No, not at all. Not at all. So,
one of my coping mechanisms. I'm sorry, Taylor. One of my coping mechanisms is marijuana, as y'all know. But I have a certain level of frustration that has almost paralyzed me. And the frustration comes from, you know how, like, when you are, like, 7 years old and you realize there ain't no Santa Claus no more, and or maybe earlier, whatever age it is, and you got a little cousin or a little brother, a sister, a little sibling, somebody in your family who's younger than you that still believes in that, and you looking at them like, you still don't get it, do you? You still don't get it, do you? You know what I mean? And then eventually they get to that age and they be like, you ain't no Santa Claus. I just got to wait for the Easter Bunny. And you looking at them like, you almost get it, but you still don't get it, do you? You know about the Easter Bunny. You fine with Santa Claus. You know that's not real, but you still think the Easter Bunny. And then they get to, you know what I'm saying, certain age, and like, I don't believe no Santa Claus, no Easter Bunny, you know what I'm saying, Tooth Fairy, none of that shit no more. You're like, all right, you get it now, right? That's kind of where my frustration comes from, because Negroes been thinking for the longest that we not at fucking war. We at war. These motherfuckers know they at war. That's why they fucking killing us. These motherfuckers know they at war. That's why they putting us in the bad, you know what I'm saying, tactical position. These motherfuckers know they at war. That's why they limiting our access to supplies. These motherfuckers know we at war. That's why they giving us bad information. You see what I'm saying? It's the same thing that you do when you're at war with a motherfucker. Same thing they're doing to us. And motherfuckers ain't realize that we're at war. Now, motherfucker, oh, now you're starting to realize it. Oh, now you get it. Oh, when I was talking this shit 10 years ago, oh, when the motherfucker was talking this shit 20 years ago, oh, when 40 years ago, they were saying, oh, now you fucking get it. You know what I mean? So that frustration has kind of paralyzed me, but I'm working through it. You know what I'm saying? And working through it, you start to get more active, and that's very dangerous for the powers that be. But all that being said, it is a time that is very similar to other times. I remember, you know what I'm saying, Michael Griffin getting killed by the police. I remember Eleanor Bumpers getting shot by the police. I remember Amadou Diallo getting the shit shoved up his ass. You know what I'm saying? I remember all this stuff happening, and it's happening again. It ain't nothing new. But, you know, so coping with it is like, yeah, coping with it. We've been coping in it for years. Now motherfuckers all of a sudden want to put a name to it, Black Lives Matter. Yeah, niggas always mattered. You know what I'm saying? Now motherfuckers want to put a name to it, Me Too. Now motherfuckers want to put a name to it, cancel culture. Now motherfuckers want to put a name to it. Oh, like, that's good. But it ain't, it's the same shit that always been hit. I apologize again. Please continue.
I would agree. I would agree. I think that we are tired as Black people. We are very, very tired. I think we, for the most part, I think that we are at a point now. I think we are at our breaking point. And the sad reality is that it's going to get worse before it even slightly gets better. I think people are 100% traumatized. I watched, well, today I went to grab my daughter's computer from her school. They had to fix it. So I was walking back home, and I live two blocks away from a precinct, so there are constantly cops in my neighborhood and everything else like that. Like, there were people out this time of morning, but it wasn't a lot of people. This lady was walking with her son. The cop car rode by, made a U-turn, and then turned back around. I want to say maybe this kid was about 9 or 10. This kid like they were going somewhere else. Like they didn't even stop by them. But this kid freaked out so bad that he was crying and shaking and screaming that the police were coming.
Bitch ass nigga. I'm sorry,
really
that was wrong. I'm sorry. Sometimes you gotta laugh or you go cry. I'm sorry, and I'm just laughing.
And that's somebody's coping mechanism.
Yeah. And it was heartbreaking to see because. He's old enough to understand, but not old enough to understand. And only thing he knew was that the police went by them and now they turned around and now they're coming back. And, like, he was throwing, like, a full-blown fit. And I felt so bad for him and I felt so bad for his mom. You know, she was trying to calm him down. It took her a while to calm him down. You know, like I know people, like for me personally, I don't watch the news. Like I might watch the news like twice a week. If that. I try not to watch the news too much because it does get depressing and it gets frustrating. My coping mechanism is I try to do a lot of reading. I try to do a lot of anything else but looking at TV. Every now and again, working. But yeah, it's getting really tough out here. It's getting tough for people, and it's not just. It's not just adults, like it's affecting children too. It's affecting children whether, you know, you want to admit it or not. It is. It is affecting children. One of my friends, her neighbor, like in the house next to them, he's a cop. Her son is terrified to go outside. Like, refuses to go outside. Her daughter, like, won't even go to the door, not even to the porch. And she's like, you know, I have no idea what to do. Like, what am I supposed to? I'm like, I don't know.
All right, let me ask you a question. One, could it be something similar to, like, you being scared of water? Sometimes the best thing to do is just throw somebody in the water. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, monitor them, but just let them see if they can figure it out themselves. Would it be advantageous to that parent to just be like, well, just go outside. You know, just put them outside and lock the door. You know what I'm saying? Something like that, just because building that fear and hiding from it inside the house is not a good thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that police officer, that cop, even though he may symbolize the oppressor, he may not be oppressing
mm-hmm.
firsthand. You know what I mean? So he may not be necessarily the one to fear, even though he represents the entity to fear, if that makes sense. So, I mean, sometimes it's like, yo, we got to just teach our children, listen. We go live our life. We go do this. We go do this to our best ability. We go recognize that it's holes in this floor. It's a hole right there. It's a hole right there. You see that carpet right there? I don't know if it's a hole under that carpet, but I wouldn't trust them because all these other holes. So we go still get to the other side of the room. We just got to navigate past the holes. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And we know it's holes in certain spots sometimes. We don't know. Sometimes the floor got rotten spots that we can't tell even though it's not a hole. Sometimes it's paper mache and look like the floor, but it's really not the floor. All kind of traps they got for us. But if we know the ones that are there, we can't step in the ones we see. You know what I mean? But that don't mean we can't be out there. So the children got to be out there. And, and the other question I have for you, you can answer both at the same time if possible. Your precinct back home in why the precinct next to you doesn't police that area. They usually police a different area. You know what I mean? So when I used to live near a precinct, we never feared those precinct, those police, because they didn't police the area that the precinct was in. Is that the same thing out there in Jersey?
I don't believe so. I don't think so. I think it might be different. I know that usually when they come out, like, they don't, like, if there's an issue or something, like, they're never, like, far away. Like, okay. A lot of times the building across the street from me, for whatever reason, they fire alarm goes off, like, every other week or so. So, like, they get here relatively quick. The police come,
so
and then the fire department
right down the block.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I do think that, you know, keeping the kids, well, her kids wanting to stay in the house out of fear, like, I agree, like, they just can't stay in the house and just be fearful. I'm not, and again, this was just something that we were just talking very briefly about. I don't know the relationship between, you know, the kids and that cop. Like, I don't know if they're familiar with him or they just see him in passing or what. But, I mean, it is a lot of fear going around. It is. These are very, very challenging times. And then you throw the pandemic on top of it, and then you throw this whole vaccine situation in it, and it's just a whole – it's a whole steam pot of fuckery.
Wait, like, you don't, like, one day you wake up, like, you know what, it's at it again.
Yes.
And, yeah, it's just,
boiling,
it's
boiling over. It's boiling over. Because I've had debates with people about this whole vaccine thing. I've even had a debate with my own son about it. Like, Supreme has his vaccine. And he said to me, like, oh, well, you're going to get yours. I mean, I mean, I got, like, in another 3, 4, 5, 6 months or so. Yeah, maybe. We'll revisit that, but I'm not going to get it tomorrow.
He has
his reasons why, and I completely understand why. You know, he is, like, you know, he wants to be safe, and he feels that the vaccine is safe. I think it was kind of like a collective for the team. So I think all the team went and got a vaccine. So, I mean, by all means, I just, yeah.
Yeah, especially with them traveling to different places.
Mm-hmm.
They're around each other constantly. You don't know who's been around who outside of here. Like, and I get that because look at me. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, I'm around people constantly who are complete strangers. I don't know where you came from. And so I think that if you are having to be in that, then yeah, and it can be in personal reasons. I'm not going to say, you go get it now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm fully vaccinated at this point. I have both of my shots. So.
Getting so vaccinated?
I feel fine.
I know that ain't on the TV, nigga.
I feel fine. I didn't have any adverse.
Nigga just kept it moving.
I didn't have any issues. Only thing I it happened is that my arm was hurting, which happens with any time that you get a start.
Yeah, and that's what everyone was saying, that that arm hurts afterwards.
And which one did you get?
I got Pfizer.
All right. I'm hearing bad things about that JJ.
Oh, yeah. We knew that
off the market. We gonna snatch that one. The FDA and the CDC said, let's hold off on this. Ain't nobody getting this right now.
Yeah, because they found it. I think it was like 3 or 4 women. They were getting blood clots. It went up to see. That's what I'm saying. I don't watch the news every day. When I watched the news, they said it was 3.
It's now 6, and one of them passed. So no.
Oh,
and I've done that.
Yeah, no.
I don't even know how to explain him some days. But I'd be like, is he my boyfriend or is he my friend? I don't know. But he got Moderna.
I'm done.
The Moderna. Because we have good days and we have bad days. I have days where I want to choke him out. And then there's days where we laugh.
And you got days where you want him to choke you with that.
Jesus Christ. I'm trying to act like I got good sense. I'm trying my best.
I'm sorry.
But he got the Moderna and he showed like a symptom for like a few hours, but that was it. Like he just felt sluggish. He didn't feel, there was no fever, there was no loss of smell, any of that. He just felt sluggish after like some hours, not even hours, like the next day he felt a little sluggish and then the day after he was fine.
That's a good thing. I've heard that before.
So but yeah, we definitely ain't gonna trust no Johnson and Johnson with nothing because ain't they been giving people cancer with the baby powder?
Listen, let me ask you a question. All right. Yes, to answer your question, you're right. You know what I'm saying? Yes, they have with the talcum, all kind of shit. You're right. When a motherfucker goes from the Lakers, sometimes they go to the Knicks, right? Julius Randle. Sometimes motherfuckers go from the Heat to the Lakers. LeBron James. You know what I'm saying? You get my point. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers in the NBA in that closed environment, sometimes you go from team to team. Same thing in baseball, football. Same thing in tech. You know what I'm saying? Same thing in finance. You go from Goldman Sachs. You know what I'm saying? You go to, you know what I'm saying, Lehman. You know what I'm saying? The Merrill Lynch. Same thing in pharmaceuticals. So the same motherfuckers who's at Moderna used to be at Pfizer, probably used to be at Johnson & Johnson. Same fucking circles. Same fucking people. Same motherfucking talent base. These motherfuckers know what they're doing. So just because these motherfuckers, if it was an honest mistake, then these motherfuckers, the D2 companies, going to make honest mistakes too because they're the same type motherfuckers. If it was some wicked shit, what makes you think the wicked shit ain't over here if it's over there? That's all I'm saying.
We get it.
I mean, at the same time, if the niggas say to me, yo, son, you can't renew your passport unless you get this shot, I mean, like, stick it here.
See,
so
and what's crazy,
I stand on the moral ground up until a certain point. It's like, damn, son, you gonna really fuck my whole life up for this fucking poison you want to shoot in me? All right, Gag, give me the poison.
Because I want to see some places. Because
I want to see some places.
Especially for me, like I still got to keep my job. I need my passport to keep my job.
See what I'm saying?
And right now, my passport is off for renewal. It's out there. It's been gone for about 3 weeks now. And
if
they still
knew this shit, I would have fucking, I'd have updated everything in 2019 if I'd have knew this shit.
If I'd have knew this
shit was going to pop off, I'd have renewed everything in 2019. So, like, fuck it.
Listen. So... Right here.
You feel me, Taylor?
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
So boom. Y'all ready? I got a question.
It's putting a hindrance on a lot of stuff. Go ahead.
Knowing what you know now, mm-hmm. you got the ability to go back to December 31st, 2019. I need you to tell me three things that you would do, knowing everything you know right now. January 1st, 2020, what would you do? Give me three things you would do differently.
I would have got my passport renewed beforehand. I probably would have started my job that I have now prior to the pandemic, because it's been hard inside the pandemic. What else? I probably went to go see some countries that I needed to see beforehand, too. Yeah, because now I can't go some places because we can't go.
She closed down.
We can't go to the UK. We can't go to parts of Africa. We can't go over to, Bali and all. And you know, I can't go to Japan. I can't go to the Olympics. You hear what I tell you? I really wanted to go to the Olympics. I have the ability to be able to travel on just taxes and fees to go see the Olympics, and I can't go. Yeah.
Okay. That's it.
Number one, I'm taking some money, and I am investing in wheat.
Uber Eats.
Uber Eats. I am investing in Amazon.
Okay.
And the next thing I'm doing is I'm renewing everything. IDs, licenses, passports, all of that. Next thing. Okay. The next thing I'm doing is...
Oh, she got a whole list.
Potentially, moving out of state.
Okay.
With the information
okay.
I know now, I definitely be wrapping this whole thing up. Come on, kitties. Me, you, the kitties, everybody else, we getting in this truck and we getting the hell up out of Dodge.
That's a good one.
Because what I found... Somebody told me something that pissed me off the other day. Like, living in another state is where it's at, because Jersey is garbage. You understand me? Paying way too much.
Oh, your taxes. Yeah.
I'm paying not only taxes, but rent. I'm paying way too much. Like, way too much. So
to things like rent, you also got to realize that you are also in an area where you can make a couple more dollars than you can make in some of the other places where rent's cheaper.
Yeah. I guess.
Because don't get it wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, my aunt stays down in Georgia. Nice two-bedroom joint. She said she paid like $687. I said, $687, nigga? I'd get three of those. You know what I'm saying? I get three of those. One, you know what I'm saying, to record, make it a studio. You know what I'm saying? The next one to live in. And the next one, you take the family when they come to visit.
You rent
you
that one. You rent it. You rent it out. Ron.
Right,
you
right,
rent it
right.
Out.
There you go. Right, right. Yeah,
jeez.
Rent it. Yes.
Please.
Rent it. Right. Airbnb it.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
That's something else
so in case,
I would invest in too. Airbnb.
All right. Nigga, you up to like six things now, nigga. I asked for three.
I'm sorry.
All right. So first, I'm putting money in Bitcoin. That's number one. Okay. Two, I'm making two investments. I'm going for that. I'm going for that GameStop, and I'm going for that what was the other one they did? What was the other one they did? They did GameStop, and they did I can't forget the other one they did. But they did two of them, you know what I'm saying? stocks where they fuck with it, and the shit blew up. So I'm buying them too.
Mm-hmm.
I said, knowing what I know now, I don't even know what the fuck I know now. Now. Oh,
it's all right. We understand you. We understand you.
All right, fuck it. I just do GameStop. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, stock. But that Amazon stock too. Yeah, that's a good one. You know what I'm saying? So it's stocks. I'm gonna buy some stocks. That's one. Two, I'm gonna buy some Bitcoin. And then three, I was gonna pick the, you know what I'm saying, the renew everything. But since y'all took my shit, I'm gonna shift
something else. No, you can still renew your stuff too. Like, why wouldn't you renew your stuff too?
Right. No. I can. And I like that move shit, that relocate shit. That was fly. That was some fly shit too. But what now? Thinking what I know. Even though I didn't renew my shit, what I would do is I would look into purchasing a Winnebago. Something big enough so I could be mobile and move around. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
if I live in, you know what I'm saying, I live in this state this week, next week I live in that state. You know what I'm saying? As long as I got my paperwork clean, I can travel. I'm a traveler,
mm-hmm.
man. You know what I mean? So I would do something like that, like pick something so I could, you know what I'm saying, move around and be mobile and not necessarily be tied to one place.
Okay. Dre and Medisa are here, so they can answer the question, too.
What's good, y'all? My
hello.
Man, Dre.
Hey.
Okay, what's the question now? I didn't hear it. Sorry, I wasn't here.
Okay. Knowing everything you know right now, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's December 31st, 2019, and you know everything you know right now, and you just transferred back to that day. Now it comes to January 1st, 2020. Give me three things that you would do differently knowing what you know now.
Definitely invest my money in something such as Bitcoin, something that's going to make me, you know, basically passive income that I don't have to do much, you know, for. Take less, you know, because I have like my 401k and all that stuff, you know what I mean? And I like have recently started like diversifying like my portfolios like for different companies, but it's still, my returns are still not what I feel like they should be, you know what I mean? Or they could be. So definitely invest in something else, like Bitcoin, some cryptocurrency, something like that. I think like, I'm kind of on the same page with you, Ron, like with the whole get a Winnebago thing. Like, I would legit have put money into something like that, you know, because it would be nice to be able to be free to just live where the hell you want to live. You know what I mean? Especially now that my job is probably going to stay remote. It's like, oh, that would be perfect. And I guess thirdly, I probably would have traveled more. You know, to my family, different places, all of that. Because now it's kind of nervous. I don't really want to travel if I don't have to. That's mine. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, all right. So, boom, my bad. I was going back. I'm looking on my app, right? And January 1st, 2020, one Bitcoin was $7,000. Okay? So if you took $7,100, something like that. So let's just say you took $7,000, you bought one Bitcoin, and now Bitcoin is like $56,000 for one Bitcoin. So your $7,000 would have turned into $56,000.
Wow.
Know what I'm saying? Just that, from that amount
just
of time. I was just going back and looking at that shit. So boom. I say this to say, I ain't no financial advisor. I don't know shit about shit. You know what I'm saying? But they say that Bitcoin can go anywhere max out. The window they say maxing out is $100,000 per Bitcoin to $400,000 per Bitcoin. So let's just say it's the ceiling. I mean, it's the floor, which is $100,000. It's at 50, what, 56 now, 58. We might have missed out on 0 to 56, 0 to 58. But we could still capitalize on 58 to 100. You know what I mean? Put some money in that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Put some paper in it. You know what I'm saying? Every paycheck, put $20 in it. You know what I'm saying? And not to think $20 is going to get you something, but just so that you can look at it and learn that algorithm. Because I've been peeping that shit. I'm trying to find out when it gains money, when it loses money, why does it lose money, why does it gain money. You know what I mean? So shit like that. And then, of course, you know, shit like the stocks. And I ain't no financial advisor, like I said. But if we knew what we knew now, back then, yeah, it could. Yo, Dre, you there?
Yes, sir.
What would you do? Give me three things. Give us three things.
Man, this shit is so difficult right now. I mean, the whole police shit, it got me fucked up because, for one, I went through the situation and it could have been me. And then the way they threw my case out, that shit still bothers me because I wasn't doing that. And I was surrounded by like 10 cops. They had tasers on, so they say, but it could have been guns. All I know, that shit, it hurts me, man. I'm just drawing a blank, man. Every time I see the video footage of the cops, and then the other one with the lady, with the dude, the drill sergeant, just bullying this dude on the sidewalk in his own neighborhood. He couldn't even walk down the sidewalk. That shit bothers me, man.
All right, so going to what we were saying earlier, what are your coping mechanisms for that?
Motherfuckers need to be trained and trained right, for one, because we had a
How do you cope with that feeling of anxiety and not being able to, you know what I'm saying, feel comfortable when you see shit like that? What are your coping mechanisms? Fuck them right now.
Man, I ain't gonna front. I get nervous when I see him, even though I'm legit when I'm driving or whatever. It's hard to say because it's like, for instance, I got family members on both sides of my family. Two of them are cops, one's a sheriff, right? And when shit like this happens, say shit like, well, you know, all cops ain't bad cops, and they say the third, but shit, how do you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know. Like, what if motherfuckers just wake up one day, because they're a cop, they go, you know what, I'm going to fuck with some motherfuckers because my wife or husband got on my nerves, some shit like that. Or you got these rookie cops that wasn't shit in high school, cause they got picked on,
and they probably went to the military too. So you know that gives them an extra boost. They really think that they super.
I don't know, man. I just don't know.
Do you feel sometimes like because you have law enforcement in your family, do you feel like torn as far as like when there's legit situations where things happen where it wasn't necessarily, I mean, it was probably the act was wrong and it probably was too much, but do you feel like some kind of way, you know, because like for instance, like my great uncle, he was a police officer and he was one of the first black police officers in Indianapolis to get promoted to narcotics tech. And so he got killed the year that I was born. He was murdered. he actually went to serve a warrant, and the suspect shot through the door and killed him. You know, and he had, you know, his wife and all his kids and whatnot. And then I have another uncle who is a police officer, and so I know a lot of his friends, you know what I mean? So it's one of those things where it's like, dang, like, I can understand how it could potentially, a situation could arise, but it's like, how do you feel like you're not, it's like, so where's the loyalty to your people at the same time? Because you feel like, I hate them because of the things that they do. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, it's just one of those things. It's hard, and I can't imagine, like, having been in a situation in which, you know, they have, you know, basically done something that could potentially have been a horrible situation, you know, to you, how that is intensified by that. You know what I mean? Like, just the trauma of it. You know, is there ever really a way to get over it? Is there ever really a way to trust those that you encounter? You know what I mean? Like,
right. So look, me and best friend got a homegirl that's on the police force, right?
Mm-hmm.
And me and her got into a big argument because it was I had made a post. It was like a simple meme, didn't say nothing. It was a drone. It was an animated cop. And he seen his shadow, and the shadow was black. So the motherfucker was shooting at the ground, right? But it didn't say nothing. It just said, you know what I'm saying, he was there. Man, I posted it because, you know what I'm saying, and I didn't make no caption or nothing to it. Because the shit is real. Like, motherfucking police see the damn shadow, they get scared. Man, when I tell you, me and her went at it in my inbox for like 3 hours. Like, she was typing so fast, I couldn't even keep up with the shit. And I'm like, she's like, you feel that way, you need to stay in the house, and blah, 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 blah. I said, look, I know you a cop and all. I was like, you need to look at that shit for yourself. I'm like, how many damn cops have you seen so far kill one white dude or a white woman? None. They giving these motherfuckers Burger King and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? They joking and laughing with them.
Shoot first, and ask questions later.
Yeah, and she got heated at me. And to this day, I think I seen her once, maybe twice out or whatever. And when she see me, she'll roll her eyes. She won't even speak to me no more. And she usually, like, when she see me, because, like, she'll usually come up to me and she'll speak. She'll give me a hug. You know what I'm saying? She'd be like, where's best friend? I thought she over there or whatever, because she's best friend of her real name. And she go by another name on Facebook. She be faking the funk.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit irritates the fuck out of me, yo. It's like when I see my cousin Will, the one to be doing movies or whatever, his sister's a cop. But she wanted to get a cop. She don't give a fuck. Like, she's like, whatever. No, you know what I'm saying? Y'all motherfuckers ain't going to kill me. Y'all can have these bags. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? I'm just here to do my job. But when we did the march, the little thing downtown, she was one of the ones that was supposed to be holding the barricade or whatever with the cop, trying not to let the black people through, and she was just in tears. Like, she was just crying. And then she walked off. She couldn't do it no more. And they threatened to fire and shit. So what they did, they bumped her down to one of them cops to be over there. I forgot what they call them. They be on the little scooters or whatever. And she just monitored A&T with the A&T police officer. She just got, like, a ticket and shit because she did that shit.
She must be conflicted. Some people, I can't imagine being, like, a black officer, like, how that feels. Like,
yeah,
you have to be.
She wants to keep her job because she's making good money, but in another place, she's like, fuck y'all. I don't want to do this shit no more.
Yeah. But I think
okay,
the ones that, like, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, I was about to ask us a question. Yeah, it's rough to be a black cop because what they do is they represent a system, whether they, you know what I'm saying, bad or not. But they
right.
represent that system. We would agree with that,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And representing
true.
That system, the some of the other bad things, like one or two things that will be... You can either represent the system, you can be the system, or you can help fund the system. Those things are all bad. You know what I'm saying? Nobody should do those things, right? But we help fund.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
And some of us actually work with it too and help it. You know what I'm saying? So,
in our own way.
Saying? Because, you know what I'm saying? Some of our jobs help the system, you know what I'm saying? Just like, just as intricately as, you know what I'm saying, the police department. Or maybe not. You know what I'm saying? I know some lawyers, you know what I'm saying? Just as bad as, you know what I'm saying, the police department.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know some doctors just as bad as the police department. You got motherfuckers out here, you know what I'm saying, thinking they should be drinking cow's milk. You know what I'm saying? You kill them motherfuckers. Got motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, gluten intolerant, eating gluten. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Some bullshit. You supposed to be the doctor.
Hey. Gluten intolerant.
I was going to
say no, don't you?
You know, I know how to get her out the fucking cave. I know how to do it.
That's funny.
Like you judging me being gluten intolerant. Hey.
You like your wheat biscuits? Shut up. What you say?
You can talk about the white people all you want, but you still talk about gluten, nigga.
About
I got
me.
To say something.
She said she still eat biscuits, so she's telling you, like, don't get it twisted. You should say, don't get it twisted. I still eat biscuits. That's how you should say that. That will work. That ain't
nah, she don't fuck with that shit.
No, I do. I had a biscuit this morning, but I also know.
Nigga.
She just said
oh, son, you cheating.
No.
You know what it is? Because she getting that fucking, what's that shit? She getting that cryosculpting and shit. So she like, fuck it, I'm going to gluten it up.
No, okay, so. This is totally off topic, but I mean, because I have to eat something, I have to actually eat some food when I take my medication in the morning. So Bojangles is like right there at the top of the at the escalator before I have to come down into my terminal. So I stop at the Bojangles.
I'm sorry. Hold on, I gotta just ask. What's Bojangles? I'm sorry. I don't know what that is.
Oh,
is
this
that,
nigga. Black card been revoked.
Lord. I'm originally from the Midwest, and I live in Arizona now. Okay, come on, give me some. Just tell me.
They don't
is
have Bojangles.
First of all, I'm gonna
it's
need
chicken.
You to never say now like that again. Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Lord.
That now. All right, that shit right there, son. Now, I'm from Arizona now. All right, that shit, son, we're going to stop that. No more
blame
of those.
It on the, okay, blame it on the alcohol. I'm going to listen. I'm going to trip over a rock. Oops. Yeah.
Over a rock.
Okay, so Bojangles is a chicken.
That's
place.
Called a stumbling stone.
Oh, okay,
boom.
Chicken. Okay, so is it like...
Shut up,
like,
Ron.
Is it like Popeyes? Like, is what kind of like is it home style chicken? Like,
yes, it's
okay,
like Popeyes.
Gotcha. Okay, like
you got,
Popeyes.
You can get
okay,
you
gotcha.
A, you can get you a family box for like $8.99, $9.99,
oh,
depending on what type of stuff you got.
Oh,
they got sides. You know, you got potatoes.
They got green beans,
macaroni
and
cheese,
potato salad.
Green beans.
Ooh.
No. I'm going to tell you what's on that because you just named it. So let me tell you.
Okay. I got to
say coleslaw. She said potato salad. This is not the cookout. It's not the cookout. It's Bojangles. That's not the Uncle Bill cookout.
Okay, tell me what's on the menu.
Okay.
Tell me what the sides
okay.
are.
Okay.
Okay,
so the sides
they got,
are...
They got nutcrackers.
Shut up, Ron.
Okay, so there's Cajun pinto
not
beans.
Not a nutcracker. Shut up, Ron. You're so stupid.
Green beans.
Hey,
mashed potatoes with gravy. You got macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, you said that, macaroni and cheese.
Dirty rice.
This nigga's really
ooh.
Paying attention. Yeah, you said that.
It's kind of like Popeye's. Dirty rice? Okay. Cajun?
Yeah, dirty
okay.
rice.
Okay.
And they do some places, some Bojangles, not the ones in the airports, but they still serve the coleslaw. That coleslaw ain't that good because it's vinegar-based. But
oh, wow.
All right, stop. Pause right there. You can pick up as soon as I finish what I'm saying. I'm going to make this real quick. Y'all sound like
and
big
biscuits.
Fucking bitches, right? I'm going to let you know this nigga. Yo, when
okay.
you said everybody usually have it, but we don't have it, and they're the coleslaw, this nigga said, you know, and then you continue
okay,
with it's
okay,
vinegar based, and I'm like, oh my god, these niggas
like,
is foodies.
That changes it. Yeah, that changes it because it changes the taste. It changes everything about it. And I'm proudly a big girl, you know, 185.
Shut up.
I need to stop drinking this fucking Honey Jack. This Honey Jack is not agreeing with me.
Huh?
Hey, Ron. We drinking Honey Jack on the road trip.
Who she told to shut up?
Say less. Ain't nobody say
shit on the road.
Excuse me. Raising my hand. Are you trying to tell Ron that y'all two is going to have Honey Jack on the way to my wedding? Is that what you're trying to say?
So, listen.
Is that the road trip you're referring to?
Yeah, because he's going to be on the road. I'm going to be in the air. We're going to meet, and we having Honey Jack, and we partying all week. I don't know what you're doing.
Oh,
well, listen. All right. Well, I mean, save me some.
Can I go?
Why?
When's your date?
May 22nd.
May 22nd. Mm. Hmm. Okay.
Nigga said, like you was talking about the fucking Bojangles menu.
No, I would like to partake and witness the event. I'm thinking about my PTO and the time I got scheduled off already. So, you know, one day I ain't going to have to worry about this shit because I'm going to work for my motherfucking self.
You heard me. That's what I'm talking about, girlfriend. You talk that shit. You go do it. Manifest it.
I am. I already spoke this shit into the atmosphere. I can't keep work giving these people. I'll give these people too much of my time. And I could be doing this shit for myself.
All right. So, boom, when you were talking about Bojangles, all right, it made me think of something. I got a question for y'all again. I'm sorry I got all these questions. I'm just very curious. What are the fast food restaurants that be the emptiest motherfuckers, but stay open all the time? I'm a star. Y'all motherfuckers stole my A and my B. Fuck both of y'all. Arby's and churches, nigga. Them shits all, nigga.
Who the fuck is A and Arby's? Who? Every month they got a new menu. They got a new item on the menu. Who is keeping Arby's open?
No,
I ain't never
me.
In all
I
of my life.
I ain't never
been past the Arby's. I ain't never been in the Arby's. Where the hell?
Full disclosure. Arby's got a new fish sandwich,
right?
And them shits is 2 for $6. And a nigga be hungry at lunch, and I be in different places, and sometimes it don't be, you know what I mean? So I went to Arby's the other day. I go inside. There's one motherfucker in there.
Mm-hmm.
I order my shit.
Right.
And it
that's
still
right.
took 17 fucking minutes.
That's not right.
But it, look, that ain't the
potato cake bomb.
That ain't the catch. Fuck all that. You do know Arby's own party. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh yeah, it's part
Wendy's.
Of that.
They bought all of them motherfuckers. Why they still be jumping? Arby's be empty as hell.
Yep,
and
they making money off
Hardee's,
of them.
Hardee's getting so now. Hardee's ain't that now. It don't be crowded at all no more.
Wait, hold on, Dre. Are you telling me that motherfucking Baltic and Mediterranean bought the fucking red and the orange properties?
That's what he said.
Ron, what is wrong with you?
Is that what this nigga just told me?
Yes.
What is it like?
Mediterranean and Baltic bought the red and the orange. Yes, they did.
And exactly. It's like Indiana and what's the other one? It's like, what's the red and the orange?
New York, Tennessee, and fucking St. James.
If I'm not mistaken, they got Burger King, too.
And they got the green properties, nigga.
Oh, yeah. They got Venture Avenue.
That's at least the yellow. That's at least all the railroads.
No,
Burger King's at least the railroads.
No. Burger King is the yellow. It's Marvin Gardens.
Marvin Gardens?
Yeah.
It ain't McDonald's. It ain't Wendy's. It ain't the green and the blues.
No. I'm about to look up the colors.
Matter of fact, if you add Chipotle, if you put Chipotle in the mix, then it's the red now.
It's the red now, yeah.
If
you look at the damn region, look when they bought them. Remember, they had a 99-cent damn menu. That shit went out the window. It's like everything they bought, the prices went up like a motherfucker, man. Because Wendy's was one of them that went up. That shit jumped up, and it changed the damn price. Their prices.
Yeah, how the fuck did the purple properties buy the red and the orange? That shit don't
and
make no fucking
I'm about
sense.
To look up. Hold on. Orange and the red properties.
I want to say it happened.
And the utilities.
And
it got
fucking
water.
And the railroad.
The reading
electric
company.
And the B&O. Do not.
Right, just two. Not all four railroads, just two of them. You only get $100 if you land on it.
You advance to the next railroad and buy it if it's unowned and collect $150.
Take a trip on the Reading Railroad. Oh, shit. All right. So we got Arby's, we got churches. What other motherfuckers?
She don't know what a church is. You don't know what a church is.
Oh, you don't know churches chicken?
I know what churches is. Oh no, I know what a churches is. I came from Indianapolis, and there's churches in Indianapolis. All we used to eat when I was kids when we got chicken, because my mama didn't like KFC. And when I moved to Arizona, I found a church chicken, and I was so happy. Yeah, I know
you
all
sound
about church.
Like a fat person.
All right.
I am fat.
I ain't never heard nobody sing for church's chicken, nigga.
That's that $9.99 10 piece with some biscuits. Mm-hmm.
Yo, them biscuits though, son, with the honey on it, nigga?
Bomb.
Nigga.
Oh, God. Yeah, I like food.
Churches with the honey, nigga.
Church with a honey biscuit. Ooh. I might have to go to church. It's in the hood. I got to drive to the hood from the neighborhood. I don't drive to the hood from the church.
Church. You don't never see them motherfuckers in a good neighborhood. Them bitches always in the fucking project.
Exactly.
And then you don't want to go over there because them motherfuckers, 9 times out of 10, is either going to be a shootout or they're going to be rude as fuck.
And they take forever to make your fucking food.
I pulled up to that motherfucker. They didn't even say welcome to church. That bitch said,
Churches?
And they take your order for nothing.
Hold on, Dre. If they drive through even be working.
My mom was mad as hell.
Remember, they speak or be broke sometimes. A lot of times they speak or be broke, so you might have to drive on up to the window. Pull on up to the window because we can't hear you up. Yeah.
They be like,
but ours out here is in the hood and then in the Mexican neighborhood. And it'd be all kind of Mexican.
That's where Chick-fil-A comes in. Chick-fil-A done got me fooled.
You said it's a Mexican church, is what they call it, chulos?
No, Iglesia. They call it Iglesia. That's a Spanish word for church. Iglesia.
It's called Emilio Iglesia.
Oh, shit. Iglesia de pollo.
Iglesia de pollo. and chicken.
Oh,
you're so dumb.
Oh, shit. You can be a fucking, you can't fucking chicken on the fucking cross.
We gotta go to hell. Stop saying stuff like that. That's blasphemy. Stop saying that. I hate you.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit, Purdue 316. Well, we bought all these fucking chickens so that you would be hungry more.
You taking it too far. Huh? You taking it too far.
I got more, nigga. I got more. All right, I'm done. Oh, shit. I can't drink and smoke and fuck with y'all niggas.
Yes, you can. Why not?
Oh, shit. My bad. All right, let's talk about gluten-free.
We don't have the patience. We don't have the patience for this shit.
We'll just be mellow and have the giggles, baby, and Ron.
No. That shit can get annoying. Shit. Y'all tripping.
Shut up, nigga.
What? I'm just saying.
You talking shit because you fucking still mad because you had to get you some fucking Church's chicken this morning. At the,
I got Bojangles.
Some Bojangles. And then you had to run through the whole fucking menu because this nigga ain't know what the fuck was on the menu. And you had the shit memorized because you don't get there every fucking time you've been in that motherfucking terminal. Don't get mad at us because of that.
Anyway.
Maybe you can't get
me. Shut up.
I'm sorry.
Anyway. I'm trying to find something to show somebody, so you shut up. Wait a minute.
So you want us to shut up so you could shut up and look for something, nigga? That ain't how a show works, nigga. The fuck is wrong with her? She gonna tell us to shut up so that she could shut up and she could look for some shit can't get none of us see her looking for. That's very bright.
Brian.
I be sick of him sometimes. I be sick of him.
I be sick of myself. I ain't gonna hold you.
And it won't screenshot. That's what I'm about to be mad. Okay, got it.
Okay. Fuck it. While she looks for that, I got one last question. And I might have asked you this before. Sheets or Wawa?
We talked about this. I've never been to a Wawa, so I would say sheets.
I've never been to a sheets. I've only been to a Wawa.
Oh, damn. Nadisa?
What's the question again? I'm sorry.
What's the question again? What's on Bojangles' menu?
Chicken, macaroni, green beans, dirty rice, in select locations, coleslaw, Cajun fries, biscuits. Yeah. Sorry, that was a
this nigga.
I'm in the middle. I don't forget no food.
I got a question.
Yes.
So this Wawa place, right?
Is that a convenience store? Is that like Quick Trip?
Do they accept food stamps? That's what I want to know.
They sound like they might.
Oh, I never tried to use EBT at the Wawa. I think so.
Right.
Hold on, let me
do
this.
Is that like Quick Trip? Is it like Speedway? Is it like a gas station? Like what is it?
All right, so Medisa, have you ever been to a Wawa or a Sheetz?
No, but I'm asking you, like, is
all
it,
right. No, I got you. So basically what they are, they got gas stations, but they also sell food there.
Okay. Wawa Wawa takes food stamps.
Okay, do you mean groceries or do you mean like quick food?
Food stamps.
Nobody knows what the fuck Quick Food is besides you, and you don't know what Wawa and Cheese is, so you're going to sit out this part of the conversation.
So I think it's probably like... Listen. Based on your explanation, it sounds like it could potentially be something like a Quick Trip that we have here, or like a Speedway that we have back in Indianapolis. I don't know, because gas.
Yeah, it's like
food.
It's like Speedway.
Okay, thank you. That's all I need to know. So
it's not like Speedway. Speedway ain't got
Speedway
near place that
no
fry
restaurant.
Nothing.
They ain't got no Speedway restaurant in there.
Fry shit.
Okay.
So they ain't got salad the first.
So for me, it's more like Quick Trip.
Like that in hamburgers, but they don't
quick. So for me, it's like Quick Trip here. Quick Trip has, like, they have, like, gas, and they have, like, the normal, like, gas station stuff, and then they have, like, restaurant where you can order fresh foods like pizzas and sandwiches, and then they have the prepackaged stuff, all that. Shut up, Ron.
They got coleslaw?
I don't know. Egg roll.
Is it vinegar based?
Shut the fuck up, ass. I said I don't know. They have egg rolls, though. And chicken taquitos and hot dogs.
Mm-hmm. You like everything round in your mouth, it seems like.
Round and long. Oval and
egg. This is egg rolls, taquitos, hot dogs, ice cream cones.
Yep.
Nigga, they sell deep fried cucumbers.
Whatever. However it needs to happen. Eggplant, whatever.
I ain't fucking with y'all. Show me the detail. Oh, shit. Whew. All right, I'm sorry. I'm going to just shut up. I'm not going to say nothing the rest of the show. I'm done.
That's a lie.
Oh, you got jokes, nigga.
Had to get you before you got me. I'm tired. Y'all is a hot mess. Yeah, we're not going all the way to 12 o'clock. We're only going to go to 11:30. So, yeah. Oh, that's like 17 minutes. You know, shut up, Danny. What? Nothing there.
Through the goddamn bushes.
No, it's only
8:13
here, so that's why I was
asking. Some fucking bullshit.
And there's 3 hours for that.
Fucking bullshit, Commonwealth State.
What is the matter, Ron? Why is you in the bushes?
Because he's crazy.
Because I fucking parked in the fucking...
Did you fall over?
Fucking...
Did you trip over your feet?
Nigga, I ain't clumsy no more.
No more. How them knees been? You been playing ball lately?
Actually, I played today and I was busting this little young nigga ass to be exact. How about that, nigga? I'm trying to play.
Wow. Prentice said he still is going to whoop your ass in basketball.
First of all, he never said that. He made a dream that. And if he dreamed that, he would wake up and apologize.
He said that. He asked about you the other day. He said, where Ron ass at? Because I want to whoop him in basketball. I'm grown. 21. He said,
"Next time you tell him to wipe his mouth, you know the rest of the joke. I feel secure that you'll be able to execute it."
I'm not gonna say. Go to hell. Shut the fuck up, dummy.
Yeah, okay. So you still finished
looking for what you're looking for? You still telling us to check up on mine, or can we talk?
No. Oh, no. Y'all can talk. I've already sent what I was looking for.
Okay. That's good. All right. Wait, I got one more for y'all. Do y'all have a place in y'all area called Baja Fresh?
I don't think so.
Like a little Tex-Mex spot? All right, maybe it's just up here. No, I'm saying they got a place called Baja Fresh. Yo, it's never nobody in this shit, but the food is good as shit. Confuses the hell out of me. Think it might be an MS-13 laundering racketeer operation.
Okay, so
I just lifted up.
MS-13, Ron? MS-13? I'm saying Baja. No, there's no Baja Fresh. They have them up there. They don't have them around North Carolina. They have them in Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, or somewhere in Tennessee. So that's why I am there.
But I'm on the Tennessee border of Virginia and Tennessee. Yeah. So, no, we don't have those where I am. Nope. Holy. I have the longest day tomorrow ever. And all I'm doing is coming back to the same freaking place I'm already at. Then I go to West Virginia.
I think that's like the whitest place you can go to. Good Lord, West Virginia?
No, it's not. Tennessee is just that.
No.
Tennessee is white.
There are much whiter places than both of those.
Maine?
Thank you. Maine would be one of them. Wyoming would be another.
North Dakota.
Pick a Dakota.
Have you been to Utah?
All them places sound whiter.
No, I have not.
Surprisingly, you know what?
Put it like this. Randy Moss is from West Virginia. Mm-hmm. Name one white person from Wyoming. I mean, one black person.
I don't know.
Not none.
I know nobody in Wisconsin. I don't know nobody in Wyoming.
Oh, that's kind of Midwest, so. Wisconsin... Illinois, Indiana, those,
Wisconsin. I know some Negroes from Wisconsin.
I got a whole ass family from Wisconsin. I couldn't believe there was black. I didn't think there was black people in Portland. When Ahmad was like he was from Portland, I was like, there's black people there? Oregon? But I guess Portland is the blackest place for Oregonians.
Portland, Maine has a lot of Africans there.
Yes. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He said in Portland, Oregon, they have a lot of Africans too, and also Seattle, Washington. Like there is a lot of Africans and Eritreans or whatever, however you pronounce it, whatever Nipsey was and his family was. Yeah, whatever it is, I can't say it. But, yeah. In Arizona, there's a lot of Mexicans and a lot of Asians. An astounding number of Asians. I'm like, wow. A lot of Mexicans, though.
So, yeah. I don't think, I should have worn it. I don't look a mess.
Oh, I want to ask you a question. Oh, my God. I want to ask you a question, Imasha. Did you see, I'm not on TikTok. I don't follow, I don't know if you do, but I'm not a TikToker, right? But
I'm not.
So Nelly said, maybe Taylor, is Taylor you TikTok?
Yeah.
Okay, so you might know. So Nelly Chanel, of course, my daughter. Nelly had posted on her TikTok her swimming suit. You know, we had got the swimming suit from Shein, and she got this little swimming suit or whatever, and somebody asked her where it was from, and she told them that place. And they were like, did you know they have, like, bed bugs? Have you heard anything about that?
No.
I never ordered from Shein before.
I've ordered from Shein, and I haven't.
Yeah, I have too, and I didn't have any issues. I was like, I think that's just somebody saying some bullshit. Maybe they was just nasty and had bed bugs and didn't know, but I've never had any issues. My shit is always sealed. You know, the shit that needs to be in the you know, the little protection pieces in the swimwear, you know, that's there. Like, it doesn't have a weird smell. You know what I mean? Like, I've had no issues. So I was like, I mean, I'm going to ask. I was like, because I don't think, I haven't heard anything, and I don't think she has heard anything, because she would have told me, because she said that was one of her go-to places for her swim. So that's why I wanted to ask.
Okay, so, no, I had not heard any of that, so I don't know.
Yeah,
and
I thought it was...
And I love my swimsuits. They're going on my... Oh, so, while we're here, next week, we will not have a show, because I will be on somebody's beach drunk as a skunk.
Hey!
All right, then.
So, maybe
I
know show.
I did want to ask you another question about a swimsuit, just so while we're on the subject. So, do you have one of those swimsuits? I'm sure you probably do. And I think I have maybe seen you in a picture with one. I don't remember, though, for sure. Do you have one of those swimsuits that has, like, the sleeves and the, like, crop top and the, like, high waist? Do you have one of those?
I do have several of those.
Okay. So, question. Well, I'm not, you know, you got a lot more titties than I have. I mean, you know,
mm-hmm,
I have
I'm
titties,
motherfucking
right?
Deep. Okay.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, I ain't nowhere near that.
I love mac and cheese.
Okay, I'm like a, you know, a high C.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it is. They're cute. Mm-hmm. And the only time I've ever seen a D is when I was breastfeeding. You know, and that was long 20-some years ago. But anywho, so basically, I need to know if. When I order them, because I'm not, you know, boob blessed, should I order a size down?
Okay, I can't go any further. Did this nigga just call her titty a fruit juice?
High C.
Did this heifer just
That means
say...
I got a high number, but they a C cup.
Did this
and that just
say
means,
she had
I did.
High fructose corn syrup in her breast?
Ron, shut up,
Ron.
I have a wide back with a little...
And what, you got a mott's ass?
Ron, Jesus.
No, I don't have a mott's ass. No, my ass is okay.
Nigga, that's an apple bottom. I'ma need you to catch up. That's an apple bottom.
I'm gonna need you.
Oh my god.
Oh, you just call my booty first. How dare you? You need to go on about your life.
Oh, shit. I'm stupid.
It's beyond.
Do nothing else ever again.
So, no, you don't need to order a size down. Order your normal size, because if you do that, your bottoms are going to be too small. You hear me? Because they put those things in them to help lift them up.
Huh?
So if you,
oh my god,
you need to just order your normal size.
for yourself.
Okay. That's what I need
they'll still
that.
Fit. Yeah, they'll still fit. Or mm-hmm. And if the top is big, then just have go to a seamstress and have her take it in.
Have her take it in a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, you can have swimsuit take it in.
You know. Okay. Yeah, I didn't. You know. Yeah, I don't have one of those on deck. You know. But yeah.
Right, you find a roof down the street.
I'm one. I know. I gotta find somebody. Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay. Yeah, I am excited, y'all. I do have something. I'm excited. We have, well, you know, COVID shit changed shit with, like, getting your passports and shit. So I'm excited because we go, so we got the next, and we go get our, have our appointment to turn our application and shit for our passport. So I'm so excited. I'm like, I'm about to get
why y'all having
to
go somewhere? Wait a minute. So why are y'all having to go somewhere to fill out your application for your passport? You can do that online.
No. I'm saying to turn it in. Like you can, but you can't submit it online. Like you can fill it out.
No, you can mail it from your. You can mail it from your house.
No. What I'm saying, we have to get our picture, and then
you get your picture. You can get your picture done at Walgreens or Walmart. Mm-hmm. You don't miss. Mm-hmm. Okay, you about to do a whole bunch of shit. You can go to Walgreens. Walgreens will take your picture. It's $14.99. They mm-hmm. know. They go into the system. They know what to do. Okay? You get the passport information, the fill out the information online. You can fill it out online or you can print it out and fill it out in either way.
Mm-hmm.
You still have to print it out. What you do is then staple the passport picture to the portion where it says staple the picture here. Send the
mm-hmm.
check for the amount of money that you need to send it for. And just mail it. You don't even have to go into the passport center for that.
Right. Well, so when I tried to, like,
so
I went on there or whatever, it said something weird.
What you just did was verbalize the directions that are on the application.
I went online to search locations where you
okay.
can like
I'm just
fill
curious.
It in. But then, no, they said that it processes faster when you go into the place or whatever.
It's not gonna process no faster because if you're doing a regular thing, it's gonna take 10 to 12 weeks. If you expedite it, 4 to 6 weeks. It ain't gonna take no time. And I say this because I just sent my passport out for renewal. I have to go through
yeah.
the same process you're going through in order to send out my
mm-hmm.
passport. I just did it. My passport.
Well, I didn't know. I went online. I was looking it up or whatnot, and it said
go to travel.gov.state. Don't go anywhere else outside of that.
It's cybersecurity ass motherfucker. Check her out. Go to this site, only this site, no other site. Use the backslash. Like when I said the backslash, it better not be a forward slash.
I didn't mean to say that. I just said travel.gov. dot state. I kid you.
But they told us we had to send in our original
you
going out
fucking listening.
Like
but see,
first,
nigga,
like
didn't
our...
she just tell you?
You do have to send in your
no.
You do have to send in your birth certificate. They will send it back since it's a new one for you. Yes, you do have to do that. Again, you do not have to go into the passport place to do that. You ain't got to do all that. As long as
okay.
you have your, as long as you have the documentation that they ask for, that is on that piece of paper, you do not have to
mm-hmm.
go into.
Well, the only reason I was going is because I could get my picture. I could get my picture and everything done at the same time, so I wouldn't have to go to like another place. So that's why I chose that. And
okay, girl.
Just had to schedule. No, I'm just saying. Like, no, I literally had to like. That was my reasoning behind it. So it's fine. But thank you. Appreciate you. But I'm excited. It's nice to know that that's about to be in the works. About time.
So let me ask y'all a question. So y'all didn't have to go to y'all local
post office to get this paper?
No, you can print it off from online.
You can go to the post office to get it, certain ones.
You can.
You can get it off the line. Okay. You have options.
I did fill it out online and printed the completed application on from online. I just was like, okay, I got to get a picture, so if I can go just turn it all in at once and get a picture at the same time, that was like the process. So once I saw that, I was like, oh, okay. They made appointments, like, because of COVID, like, they made, like, time slots or whatever, so you can go
and
turn it
in. And
when's
your appointment?
When's your appointment?
It is not this coming Monday, but the following Monday.
Mega.
Ron, shut up. You shut your trap.
It's
shut
fine.
It up. Don't you say nothing else.
Say what you
Don't
say.
Don't you say nothing.
It's okay.
I wasn't going to say nothing. I just said,
yes, you were. Yes, you were. You going to say something?
No, I wasn't.
And, you know,
mega.
Talk crazy like you always do. But
no,
it's
I don't like that narrative that I'm the bad guy.
True.
That I'm the
one
with the reckless mouth.
You're not a bad guy. You're an asshole, but you're not.
We say inappropriate things. Is that what I'm saying? You make it seem like that part of the, you know what I'm saying, shit in the beginning is me.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
I
don't know if
I
appreciate that.
It is. Like, I mean, I know my who I am and how I am, so it's okay. Nope. Nothing, you know, meant bad by it. You just who you are, and we love you for who you are, and I love you for who you are.
I'm inappropriate now. I'm inappropriate.
Even though
you
can,
inappropriate.
Even though you make my ass hurt, I love you for who you are.
Last woman I made ass hurt by her fucking diamond.
Okay,
you
need time to wrap this up.
Okay.
It is time to go.
You just lost your whole mind just now.
I gotta be up in a few hours. I don't have time for this shit.
You need to go to sleep.
Why y'all?
Ron,
what did I say?
Out.
Something.
Ron,
no. Okay.
Just stop while you're hit, please, sir. Thank you.
I ain't been ahead in 8 years.
Oh my god.
Okay. Well, no show next week. Y'all be good, and we'll talk.
All right, guys. Have a safe,
okay,
have a safe drive tomorrow, friends. Good night, everybody. Bye.
Thank you. Good night.
Deuces.
Not deuces. This nigga here.